Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Nobody heard that but me because I had my mute on. But Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know, if thou withdraw thyself from thee, whether shall I go? Amen, amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard him. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom that thou chasten, O Lord, and teach him out of thy law. I have just read you from Psalms 94, from the first verse to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father. Father, I ask you now, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, forgive us now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit if there is anything in there that should not be. We ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on this evening. Father, I come tonight asking you to bind the strong man tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind up the strong man, Lord, in every negative and evil thought, every demonic thing, Lord, huh? I ask you to bind it on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may teach your people today. Allow me to lay my wants and wills down, Father, so that your will can override anything that I have in my heart and mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give it up and surrender, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice on the radio broadcast or in radio land, Lord. I ask you to bless each entire man and women of war and anyone else that's listening on today, Father. Father, I give you praise, I give you glory. I magnify you today. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We so thankful and grateful today for being back on the in the study of the Word of God. It's been a little vacation time going on, but hey, we can never, supposing God took a vacation from me, I don't know how I would feel or act. So I'm just thanking God. I'm not comfortable, but things will not be always comfortable. So I'm thanking, praising God for this opportunity again. I may have to run about a half hour. I may have to stop for about 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. But God got this thing. So we're going to be discussing tonight prophets. We're going to be talking about prophets on the night. Y'all know we've been talking about them for a while. And, you know, it's always good to know about prophets. And most of everyone that's listening, that's in the radio land or in, on our broadcast, are prophets. Some are apostles, you know. Some are evangelists. Some are, you know, all of pastors, preachers, we don't know. But tonight we're dealing with prophets. And we do want to know what moves the heart of a prophet. What moves 1 Kings 4:29 says, God saved Solomon wisdom. God gave Solomon wisdom and great depth of understanding, as well as a compassion as vast as the sand on the seashore. In prophets, we see many sides to a prophet. We see God's heart in many sides in a prophet. They have compassion, hatred of sin and unrighteousness, holiness, grief, encouragement. They have power and joy, zeal, and so on and so on. The prophet carries within them the heart of the Father. They carry the heart of the Father. They feel what the Father feels at different times. This can be a difficult thing for prophets to learn to handle. The prophet can feel as if they are on an emotional roller coaster, and I think we even talked about this before. Don't fret, prophet, and don't be confused. You are special. You're special. You carry within your heart the heartbeat of God. The heartbeat of God. David was a man after God's own heart. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be prince over his people. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14. Prophets have big hearts. And we do. I know I do. And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing because, you know, you have, you love everybody. When I say prophets love everybody, we love, I mean, we might talk that stuff for about an hour or two, maybe a day. But after that, it's like, let me go ahead on and do this and do this and do this. Because we love like God loves. We love, we have his heartbeat. We have, we're made after his image and likeness. And I mean made after his heart, the things that concern him and about him, we it concerns us. you know, and things that concern, he's concerned with his people, we're concerned with the same thing. So we have his heartbeat. We just feel like whatever it is, and he says it is right. And we believe in the things that he says, and we love who he loves, and we hate who he hates. This is what makes prophets so unique. It's their heart. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem because they missed their time of visitation. This is the heart of the prophet. The prophet grieves and weeps when people miss what God has for them. This is what breaks the prophet's heart. When he came near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if you, even you, had known even today what things would bring you peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Luke 19 and 41. What stirs prophets? Prophets are stirred by other prophets. Prophets benefits from being in a prophetic community. We did talk about this. Hearing another prophet's revelation stirs the prophet, because no, if you're not a prophet, you won't understand what I'm talking about. And if we're all in one room, it's like iron sharpening iron. You'll understand when I say, I see this, or I hear this, or the Lord said this. But somebody that's not a prophet, they looking at you right crazy, like, what you see? I don't see nothing. What you hear, that's just your mind. Mm-mm. Prophets. Iron sharpens iron, and prophets benefits other prophets. If you was in a service with just prophets, we probably tear up some. It says, let two or three prophets speak. Let the other judge. If anything is revealed to another that sits by, let the first keep silent. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 29 through 31. I'm just trying to see. I don't want to go back over anything that I've already went over, but I guess we haven't been over in so long. What matters to prophets? The things that matter to other people do not matter to prophets. Prophets are concerned about things that others overlook. They are not concerned about carnal things. They are concerned about the things of the spirit. They are often considered too deep by carnal people. They are often considered troublemakers. They are often considered crazy by the disobedient and rebellious. The days of punishment have come. The days of recompense have come. Israel knows. The prophet is a fool. The man of the spirit is insane because of your great iniquity and great hatred. That's Hosea chapter 9, verse 7. And 1 Kings 18 and 17 says, when Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, are you he that troubled Israel? I'm talking about prophets now. Judgment, justice, mercy, faith, humility, compassion, love, and truth matters greatly to the prophet. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You tithe meant and deal in coming, but have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Justice and mercy and faith, these you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Matthew 23:23. He has told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Thus said the Lord of hosts, execute true judgment, show mercy and compassion, every man to his brother. Zechariah 7:9. No one calls for justice, nor does anyone plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Isaiah 59:4. Character is also important to a prophet, not just charisma. Character is important to the prophet. Prophets are stirred and joyful when they see revival and glory. They are stirred and joyful when they see God's people moving and advancing. They get excited and joyful when they see the people of God at church breaking through barriers and obstacles. They are stirred and joyful when they see the release of power and miracles. They love to see people saved, delivered, and healed. They love it when backsliders return. They are joyful when they see the things they have been praying for years manifest. They are joyful when they see the poor and neglected lifted. They are joyful when they see the wicked defeated and righteousness prevailing. What causes prophets to grieve? Prophets are grieved and bothered by what others overlook. Prophets have a sensitivity to the things that grieve God. Prophets are bothered by injustice. Prophets are bothered when they are out of order. Prophets are bothered when the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. Prophets are bothered when the poor and helpless are taken advantage of and mistreated. Prophets are bothered when the church is not fulfilling its call and purpose. Prophets are bothered when the wrong people are in authority. Prophets are bothered by hypocrisy, false teaching, unfairness and abuse, carnality and apostasy. Prophets are grieved by religious traditions and religious control. Prophets are grieved by pride, vanity, and ignorance. They are grieved by false worship and wolves. Prophets are grieved by greed, covetousness and corruption, wickedness and theft. They are grieved by lukewarmness and lying and deception. They are grieved by rebellion, witchcraft, and divination. These are the things that drive the prophet to prayer. These are the things that drive them to their prayer closets. They pray for change. They cannot stand the way they are. They cry out to God. They weep in their prayer closet. Praying prophets bring change. And I know, like I said, so many of us on this broadcast tonight, and there's so many of us in radio land that are prophets. We need to know every one of these things. So when it starts happening to you, you'll know what's going on. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Psalms 119:158. Be encouraged, prophet. Your prayers make a difference. Joy will come when they are answered. But if you will not listen to, just one moment, everyone.
Leah, four. We got foreclosures written. They got a foreclosure in here. See? It's a foreclosure making 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. $18,700.
Oh, look at that.
It's a house note, girl.
So sorry, everyone. I apologize. I know I'm...
Have to go on here and you put your name on here. I'll give you the website and you go on it.
Okay.
And talk to them about it, because that's nothing. $18,000
for a
home.
How many square
feet is it? It's a foreclosure.
Amen. Hello? Amen. Let's get back to it. Okay. Prophets are grieved when there are no love. Love is important to a prophet. You can have activity, but if there is no love, the prophet is grieved. Because God is love. Jesus is love. So we should be really concerned about love. We should be concerned about love. Yeah, I know I'm going through a hard thing, so just bear with me. Trying to do what I know is right by the Lord. Okay. But if there is no love, the prophet is grieved. Strife, division, rudeness, and hatred are grievous sins to a prophet. Prophet knows that if you don't have love, you don't know God. And that's about the size of it. If you don't, you don't know God. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Hardness of heart grieves prophets. When your heart is hardened, sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes, God allow it to happen. He allow it to happen. But other times, you are hardening your own heart. You hardened your own heart. You allow it to happen.
Oh, Lord. Let me change this. Karen just said she was still interested in all the wrong things.
Y'all, bear with me a second. You know, when I get off, I'm just going to be getting off. But this will be getting off. Just give me a second. Have to remember that when you accept that calling, there's so many other things that it entails. You see, there's so many other things that comes with the office of a prophet. Even being commissioned, and so many other things that you have to. And then this is just really the character of the prophet. That's what this is. It's the character of a prophet. And love is the most and the biggest part of it.
Huh?
Hardness of the heart grieves the prophet. Prophets are grieved when there is no prayer. Now, y'all know we got to pray. Everybody got to pray. Prophets know that the house of God is a house of prayer. Prophets call for prayer. Prophets call the church back to prayer. Even them, I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Isaiah 56, verse 7. Prophets are grieved when people miss God. And we went over that. Jesus swept over Jerusalem because they had missed the time of their visitation. Okay. And we love worship. We love worship. Mm-hmm. That time of worship, that time of praise. I mean, I don't know anything better than worshiping God. My time worshiping Him, my time of lifting Him up, my time of praising Him, my time just being with Him. Worshiping Him, There's no other time that's better than that to me. Prophets love the glory and the presence of God. And when you worship, you be in His glory, you be in His presence. Prophets are inspirational by nature. And prophets love inspired worship. I know I do. I know I do. Prophets love new songs and new sounds. The sounds of the Lord stirs prophets. Prophets make great worship leaders. We just love to worship God. We love to worship God. We love, I do. There is nothing better. Some of the greatest worshipers in the Bible were prophets, David, Heman, and what is his name? Jeduthun were worshipers. It was another one, too, that were prophets. So in First Chronicles, worship is connected to the spirit of prophecy. Worship is. It's connected to the spirit of prophecy. Israel's worship was established by prophets. And he set the Levites at the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the commandments of David and Gad, the seer of the king, and Nathan the prophet. For the commandments came from the Lord through his prophet, 2 Chronicles 29 and 25. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Revelation 19, verse 10. Worship creates an atmosphere for the spirit of prophecy. Prophets and prophetic people thrive in the atmosphere of worship. I'm telling you. You just wait till the retreat where worship is going on. Just wait till the retreat, I'm telling you, when all the prophets are together. We all get together. Wait until the retreat and see the great miracles and the great things that God is going to do at the retreat. It's awesome. Worship creates that atmosphere for the spirit of prophecy. Prophets and prophetic people thrive in that atmosphere of worship. Prophets can function as worship leaders, psalmists, and ministers. They release prophetic sounds and prophetic songs that bring deliverance, healing, restoration, and refreshing. There are also prophets who operate as seers. Seers have the ability to see into the spirit realm and then declare what they see. When seers are involved in our worship, they see what is taking place in the spirit realm while we're worshiping, and as a result of our worship. Mm-mm. Seers have seen angels, smoke, fire, rain. Seers have seen demons and horses and armies and thrones and jewels and judgments and colors and so on and so on. They can declare what they see to the congregation and encourage the saints to act on what they see. This results in great freedom and breakthrough. We need to make room for seers in our worship services. Any believer can see if God permits, but seers are proven prophetic ministries that are recognized by leadership of the church, by the leadership of the church. Anointed music and musician quickens the prophetic word. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 says, through 16 says, King Jehoshaphat desired a prophetic word to give him direction he inquired for a prophet, and Elisha was brought forward. Elisha sought for a minister to be played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. The anointed music quickened the prophetic word to Elisha. And then he prophesied the word of the Lord. Even a prophet such as Elisha had to have music to quicken the prophetic word. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 5 through 6. A company of prophets are seen as coming down a road, preceded by those who played psalteries and timbrels and pipes and harps. The result was that by the proceeding of the anointing music, not only did the prophets prophesy, but the spirit of prophecy came upon Saul, and he also prophesied. It was the presence of music that quickened the prophetic word to Saul and the prophets. Prophets, you are not crazy. You are just crazy about praise and worship. And it's the truth, because what I'm seeing is that when I get around a lot of apostles and prophets, then the spirit of prophecy is so heavy in the place, and the spirit of prophecy is so heavy until it, the word God, you can hear God just so plain and clear. And like I said, just wait till the retreat when all the prophets are together, all of the apostles are together, all of the intercessors are together. When I tell you how God really? Is going to do this thing, it's going to set it up. When I say it is, it is. He is. And we're going to know that we're in a prophetic realm in the spirit. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
Just big and that tree back.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament. See, this is my scripture right here now. If I wasn't in this house, I could read this scripture some kind of way. Believe me, I can make this scripture talk to you, because I know how to. This is my scripture, and I don't need a book or in the Bible or anything. I can say this scripture by heart. I can read it by heart. But this I can't do it in this house, because she might get up. Praise the Lord, because the glory falls when I read this scripture. And this is Psalms 150. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power, praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, praise Him with the timbre and the dance, and the harp, praise Him with the timbre and the dance, and praise Him with the string instruments and flute. Praise Him with the loud sounding cymbal. Praise Him with the low sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. We want to praise God for starting us on our way. We want to praise God for the activities of our limb. We praising God. Praise ye the Lord. That is the scripture. That's my scripture about it. God is a good God. That thing right there will wake up some prophetic in you. Yes, it will. And I don't know about you or any other prophet, but I know a lot of prophets dance. I don't know if you have the spirit of that dancing, but I know I have, because it don't. My feet won't be still. Never have. The prophets love to dance because they are people of movement. We're people of movement. God is a God of movement, and anointed movements can release the blessings of God. That's just plain and simple. God is a God of movement. He makes things happen. And anointed movements can release the blessings of God. Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines, and they just went to dancing all over. That's over there in Exodus. Then you would go to the hill of God in Gibeah, where there is a Philistine camp, and at the entrance of the town, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the altar on the hill, playing harps, drums, flutes, and larynx. They will be dancing and shouting. That's over in Samuel. But I remember my spiritual son in Nigeria, he was telling me every Friday night, like tonight, they go up to this mountain and pray. They go somewhere for all night long and pray. And that's a blessing because you can't, it's something where you can, I don't think women can attend, it's just men, because, you know, men are the head, and they supposed to be in the presence of God all the time, because they're trying to see where God wants them to be and want them to do. Now, give me another minute, let me see where this lady at. Just 1 second.
Yep. Who's that? What you looking at? Man, I'm braiding your hair good. Yeah, crazy.
So she's pregnant.
Amen, amen. Yeah, we love to dance. Did you know? He made instruments of praise. Even in Jadusa's head with them trumpets and cymbals to sound aloud and instruments of sacred song. The son of Jadusan were appointed to the gate in First Chronicles 16:42. 4,000 shall be gatekeepers, and 4,000 shall offer praise to the Lord with the instruments that I have made for the praise. First Chronicles 23:5. Prophets love liberty. Freedom is the desire of a prophet. Prophets hate bondage, control. See, we don't like that, because control is witchcraft too. Prophets hate when the Holy Spirit is king. Prophets want God's people to be free and enjoy liberty. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. For freedom, Christ freed us. Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. prophet. We love Rhema. The Bible is the Logos. When God quicken a word from the Logos, it becomes Rhema. There are scriptures that are applicable at certain times in your life. Prophets release the Rhema. What is God speaking from? His word. What is God speaking from? He's speaking from his word, the Logos. Today is Rhema. In the Greek word, Rhema means an utterance. In Greek, it means an utterance. Therefore, the Rhema word in biblical terms refers to a portion of scripture that speaks to a believer. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 is an excellent example of its importance. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, Rhema, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. To a prophet, there is nothing worse than still preaching and teaching yesterday's word, yesterday's anointing. Rhema is the fresh word and applicable in the now season. Rhema is a fresh word. It was Logos, but today, yesterday it was Logos, but today it's a fresh word. It's Rhema. It's the Rhema word. We should all love and study the word, the Logos. Prophets should study and know the word Logos, but prophets should release the Rhema. They should release the fresh word. And we love the deeper things of the spirit. You know, prophets can get real deep. Apostles and prophets, prophetic intercessors, can get real deep. Yeah, they can get real deep. Y'all know how we are. We'll go into a praise or a prayer, and we'll be there, and we'll get real deep. Even in study, we can get really, really deep. Even in study, God will take us deep. They understand the mysteries of God. They hate shallowness. But we understand the mysteries of God. They are the fruit to embrace deeper truth. That's what we're about, the deeper things of God. And you know he always going to say that he's not going to do anything unless he reveals it to his prophets. Deeper truth. They are called too deep by shadow people. Prophets understand that God is greater and deeper than most people understand. Prophets press the church to go deeper, higher, and wider in their understanding of the mysteries of God. Psalms 92 and 5 says, O Lord, how great are your works? Your thoughts are very deep. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 10. So, the deeper things of God. The deeper things.
But you really don't be spending a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying? Like
prophets love.
Okay.
What prophets hate? Prophets hate injustice and hypocrisy. What do you mean that you beat my people to pieces and ground the faces of the poor, says the Lord God of hosts? That's Isaiah 3:15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. You devour widows' houses for pretense, make long prayers. Therefore you will receive the greater condemnation, Matthew 23:14. We love faithfulness too. Prophets look for faithful. Prophets look for the faithfulness. Prophets love the faithful people. The faithful are those who are steadfast with God. The faithful are those who serve God without compromise. Prophets grieve when there is no faithfulness. Prophets encourage the faithfulness all the time. They remind the faithful of God's blessing and his faithfulness to them. They encourage the faithful to keep moving ahead in spite of any obstacle or persecution. Prophets will preach faithfulness. And I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how we think it's going. But I know that God is up to something. When we get down to nothing, God is always up to something. I just want to encourage somebody tonight because God is faithful to us. I don't care what it looked like. Hallelujah. I don't care what somebody else says. God is faithful. He is trustworthy and he's faithful to us. He's not a man that he should lie. Every promise he promised us, he is faithful to keep them, and he do them. And I thank and praise God on tonight because we don't know where we're going. We know where we've been, but we don't know where we're going. You know, we know how it was then, but we don't know how it's going to be. We know what God promised us. So we're standing right now on the promises of the Lord. Right now, we standing on them. And we got the steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't give up. I don't care what it looks like. We got to stand right there, and we got to press our way. We got to see those things that are not as though they were. We got to this thing manifest in the realm of the spirit. We got to do this thing. We can't let it go. Can't let it go. So I thank and praise God that you're in radio land. I thank God and I praise God for you. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for the ones on our radio broadcast. I give God praise and glory in the name of Jesus for each one of you on tonight. We haven't had the study of our word for at least 7 or 8 days. So I thank and praise God that he afforded us and allowed us to just get a piece of his word on tonight. I give him praise and glory. We're not going to hold you any longer. We're going to get ready to dismiss. I love each one of you and thank and praise God that you are on with me. That encourages me even the more. I thank and praise God for you and radio land. Hallelujah. Thank you for your encouragement on tonight. So, Father, we give you praise and glory. We magnify your name on tonight. We glorify you, Father. We know that you don't need us to praise you, Father, and worship you, Lord, that you have the angels 24 hours a day saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But, Father, it would please, if it pleases you, we're trying to please you, Father. Hallelujah. So we want to worship and praise you in the beauty of your holiness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise for your word tonight. We give you glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, for taking us through this Bible class and opening up our understanding, Lord, and opening up our ears and softening our hearts, Lord, and giving us the compassion that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, taking away all of these grievous things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight to bless everyone that hears my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch everyone, Lord, on this prayer, on this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name, your holy name, on tonight. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you right now for using the servant of God, in the name of Jesus, speaking through her. Hallelujah. I give you praise, and we pray and ask all these things in your son Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. You all are dismissed. God loves you, and I love you too. I thank and praise God for you. Have a good night, a blessed night, okay? God bless you.